Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg welcoming you to Blind Spot. Blind Spot is a series of programs heard this time each week on ACB Radio where we talk no-tech, low-tech kinds of things. If you've got an idea for something you'd like to hear on Blind Spot, why not drop me an email? My email address is Marlena, that's M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, at acbradio.org.
Well, it's a nebulous business decision. I'm not sure that it's all that it seems. Is there really more wonder in lightning than thunder, more in fireworks than fireside dreams? It's no wonder this daily division makes me want to strike out and attack. Cause it's hard on the pride, always identified by the thing that I most glaringly lack. And I don't know why. See, it is even the thing you say, because I can't see a thing, and I guess I believe anyway. Some of you say I must have special vision, sensitive, pure, and refined. I see people as whole to their innermost souls. I have access to everyone's mind. To these I must smile in derision. Do they think all that drivel is true? For on the world's meter, you are certainly sweeter if you look like the magazines do. And I don't know why. Seeing is believing is the thing you say. I can't see a thing, and I guess I believe anyway. And you say you'd be lost without your vision. You would stumble and fumble and fail. So you loudly insist that with all I have missed, I should either be frightened or frail. And so I've made a decision. Well, it should rectify everything. I have written the deity to say that I pity all you suckers who don't know how to sing. And I don't know why. Seeing is believing is the thing you say, because I can't see a thing, you know I believe anyway.
Welcome to Blind Spot. This is Marlena Lieberg, and I know that the voice that you just heard is probably a very familiar one, one that we often enjoy in the ACB Radio Cafe, Rachel Robinson. Rachel, welcome to Blind Spot.
Thank you, Marlena. Pleasure to be here.
It is so nice to have you. I thought that since so many of us enjoy what you sing, a great many of us might like to hear what you say.
They might find out I'm crazy.
Well, I don't know. Not with the oh-so-serious music that you write.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about who is Rachel Robinson and when did you get started singing?
Oh, who I am is a mystery that I haven't figured out yet, so I'm not sure if we'll come to the answer to that during this interview, but it could happen. But I started singing when I was almost four, at least in front of people. My dad was a minister in a church, and I had to sing Away in the Manger at the Christmas pageant.
Oh!
And I did, and I got great applause, and it scared me to death, and I tried to get off the stage and didn't know what that big noise was. They said, honey, they love you. They're clapping. They love you. And I fell in love with that sound.
And they're still clapping. We won't ask you how many years later, though.
Oh, no, but more than we want to count.
That is so great. So you are blind.
I am.
And have you been blind from birth?
Yeah.
Now, and did you read Braille music? Or?
I have read Braille music. I attended a school for the blind for the first 3 years, and then I had another teacher that taught blind students who went to school in Detroit for another 3 years. So I was pretty well schooled in Braille music. But I took a music theory class when I was about 13, and that was the last I ever saw of Braille music. I don't deal with it.
So everything that you play and you write, you pretty much do by ear.
Yeah.
What instruments do you play?
I play anything that's a keyboard. I would rather not play an organ, but I will if that's what has to happen. I like synthesizers. I've got a couple of them right now, and I've had three or four. I love the piano. That's my very favorite of all. And then guitar. I play guitar.
Well, you'll have to come up here to Seattle sometime and visit me. We have a Kanabe grand piano sitting in the living room.
Oh, I have a Steinway grand piano sitting in my living room.
Then you don't need to come visit me. I need to come visit you.
Oh, there you go. Although it's always nice to have somewhere to go in Seattle. So.
Well, and it's always nice to have somewhere to go in Portland.
Portland, yes.
Portland, yeah, that is great. Well, now tell me a little bit about who you are, you know, what you do and about your family.
Oh.
Just give our listeners a little bit of a flavor of who you are. I have a bit of a flavor from emailing with you somewhat and looking at your website, and feel free to give us the URL of your website.
Well, if I give you the URL, you'll need to, you know, have a pencil and a paper and have a lot of room and time. But I can do that. Because I'm so proud of it. I'm just learning HTML at this very moment, and have, you know, figured it out and done so far. I'm hoping it's growing. You know,
it's a great site.
Oh, thank you. I love my website. and the URL is HTTP and all that. www.teleport.com. Teleport, T-E-L-E-P-O-R-T. /Tilda. Twins mom, one word, all lowercase, /Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L, .html.
So from my visiting your website, I have a sense that Rachel Robinson is someone who is very concerned about her community and people in it.
Yeah, I'm a people person. My email name is Twins Mom, and that's probably the most important thing, I think. That I've ever done is had twins who are now 20 years old.
Wow. So are they boys and girls?
Yeah, they are, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? How neat.
And they're both visually impaired. My blindness is a genetic thing through one side of my family. But one is legally blind and the other is totally blind.
Uh-huh.
Totally blind. My son's legally blind, but from where I stand, he can see pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. you know, this blindness is such a relative thing.
It
you know?
Really is.
You know, sighted people think that people with low vision can hardly see anything at all. And we totals think people with low vision are incredibly sighted.
Well, yeah. And the partial, my Jesse, my son, was pretty sure that he was pretty sighted growing up, because in comparison to me and his sister, he was. So,
yeah, and I think I remember from reading on your website that your daughter is harmonizing with you.
Yes, she was the other voice you heard on that song that you played.
And what is her name?
Her name is Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes.
And now I also know that you're a rehab teacher.
Yes. Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you that part.
Yeah.
I
have the blind spot spies out.
You have the blind spot what?
The blind spot spies.
Spies, gotcha.
Yeah,
And they're everywhere.
That's right.
Everywhere.
That's right.
Of course, I teach at the Oregon Commission for the Blind, so it's not like you have to go really far.
Well, I didn't say they were energetic spies.
That would be true, yes.
Right. They're just the blind spot spies.
Yeah, right. Very laid-back group of people, but they get the job done.
So besides music and being the twins' mom, what other kinds of things kind of make Rachel Robinson tick?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. I married a guy, a great guy, that I met on the Internet a year ago. That's kind of a fun thing.
Tell us about that story. I actually met my husband on the Internet.
Yes. Well, what can I say? We started out on a little trivia team that we sort of, I had some friends and one of my other friends had some friends and everybody was blind on the team, on the trivia team. And he was one of the people on the team. And we started writing, it was an email, totally an email thing, but we started writing sort of off script, so to speak, and got to know each other pretty well. And we wrote sonnets to each other, recorded his own.
And so is he a musician as well?
No, he's a great appreciator. He doesn't play, although all his life he was a piano tuner and technician, so he's hung out with musicians.
Well, he's the kind of guy that a musician can't live without.
Exactly. Oh, yes.
He,
the aforementioned Steinway sitting in me.
Yeah. See, I mean, the talent is wonderful, but the talent is what's up front, but the magic is what's behind the talent.
I like that.
Yeah. So there you go. You married the magic.
I did. And it's a wonderful thing.
So did you guys have to relocate? Where were you? Where was he?
Oh, well, he did. I didn't. I had, you know, my little family and my little house that I've tried to represent on my website, all, you know, and he was willing to come out here, so I was really happy. He was living in Ohio.
Ohio. Wow, from Ohio to Oregon.
Yeah, I think it's a great move. Personally, I think he made the right decision.
I think Oregon is one of the most beautiful states, and I love Portland, and I would give anything to live in Portland. So.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
I think he made the right decision, too.
Oh, yeah. I've been here 7 years, and I love it. And I just thought I was coming here temporarily for a little while. And just really fit in and feel very much at home here. I love it here.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, on your website, it looks as though there are links to information about social kinds of programs and programs to help people. Are you involved with those kinds of programs?
I'm sort of everybody's mom.
Uh-huh.
So I've been taking people in that needed to be taken in and fixed up one way or another and nurtured and fed and have their wounds bound and send them down the road. And somebody sent me... several months ago, sent me the URL to the hunger site, and I thought it was just a great idea, and became just an instant advocate and an advertiser and mouth for the hunger site, and most of my friends are really tired of hearing about it.
Well, your ACB radio friends are not,
there you go.
Now you've got a whole new choir you can sing to about this.
There you go. And they can all go to the hunger site and sing with me. But if you go to my website, you'll see the hunger site and lots of other places. Because it was the first, at least, that I know about. And there have been many, many that have followed in their footsteps. And a lot of them acknowledge that was what gave them the idea.
Well,
so there's lots of ways that you can help people. And it doesn't cost you anything. It costs you a few minutes, and it's great.
And we will give your website again before the end of the program, so if people didn't get a chance to write it down, they can do so, or they can contact me, Marlena, Marlaina, at acbradio.org, and I'll be happy to send the URL to them as well. You know, Rachel, one of the things that caught me about your music is it has the ability to make me laugh, like the first song did, and it also has the ability to make me really stop and think. And the next song I want to play, Too Much for 13, to me, it's a haunting, beautiful song, and I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about why you wrote it and kind of what it means to Rachel.
Basically, at that particular time, I had a whole other family living in my house that kind of would have been homeless if they weren't living there, and there was a young girl about 13 at the time, I think she was about 13, that wanted desperately to be a singer. She had a good little voice, and she emoted very well. And that's a lot of what you were talking about. If you're going to sing a song and it's funny, then you need to do it in such a way that people will laugh. And she did that really well. And so I wrote the song sort of with her in mind. But it wasn't her. It wasn't her real situation, but it would have been her real situation if she weren't living in my house.
Is slowly sinking down, and my feet, the leaves have turned to brown. There's a chill of winter in the air, and I feel a snowflake touch my hair. And I wonder where we'll sleep tonight, if the food lines have closed and if mama's all right. Cross it so our eyes won't meet, and they see me anyway and stare, and I try to act like I'm not there. And I know everyone by name. We've not spoken a word, but I know them the I don't look like they think I should, and I wouldn't even if I could. And I laugh to think they think I'd try to be anything like them. Something's wrong with my eye. My vision's blurry. And I pass them by, eyes straight ahead and head held high, 'cause I know what they will never know, where I come from and where I go. And I wonder where we'll sleep tonight, if the food lines have closed and if mama's all
That is such a beautiful song. I just, you know, you just become that little 13-year-old girl.
Thank you. I did. I became her when I wrote it.
Well, now, Rachel, I listened to these songs on your site, and with your permission, I downloaded them from your site.
Right.
How did you get into doing this? Was there a particular person who kind of said, oh, come on, Rachel, you know, I can show you how to get this stuff up on the web? And how did you get started with this?
Oh. Okay, well, let's see. Harv, the guy I told you about on the internet, started, oh, so gently lobbying about, wouldn't it be fun if they're making computers now that you can make CDs. Wouldn't it be fun if we made a CD for everybody for Christmas? Because we've just gotten married and we haven't met each other's families all the way yet and stuff. You know? So, yeah, that would be a great idea, I said. So he talked to our very dear friend, Kelly Ford, and said, how would you like to see if you could engineer, you know, this thing that we want to do? He said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. I never did it before, but yeah, I'll do it. And figured it out, and he came over. So it was sort of a a conspiracy between the two of them.
Ah.
And then it, you know, it was pointed out to me very gently. This is a file. This is a WAV file. You can do stuff like put it on the internet. You can let people hear your music. So, and
of course, I'm sure many of our listeners, see, this was a loaded question. I knew some of this answer. So I'm sure many of our listeners know the name of Kelly Ford, who Kelly is just an invaluable resource and fountain of information about things cyberspace, and he runs a listserv called WebWatch, to which I subscribe.
Me too.
It's a great list.
And he is wonderful at all things cyber, as you say. He is, you know, as far as an internet thing, he's, you know, I don't know anyone who knows any more.
If we have any aspiring young blind musicians listening, or even some aspiring old blind musicians.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, well, me too. What kind of advice would you give someone who knows that they like to sing and they can play something a little bit? What kind of advice would you give them? What kind of encouragement would you give them?
I would, you know, I have a stock phrase that I carry around with me everywhere, and I try to sort of lay it out in front of people a lot, and that phrase is, demand excellence. And in this particular case, it's of yourself, you know. If you're good, if you're a musician and you want to sing, and you want to, then make yourself do it. Make yourself do it right and learn how to control your voice, learn how a song goes together, learn how to place instruments in it so that it sounds good. If what you want to do is bring yourself joy sitting in your living room couch, then sing like you don't need the money. Just sing
for the sheer joy of it.
Yeah.
But
if you're going to do it for the public, then you have to be excellent. You have to demand that of yourself.
Yeah. I think those are great words, very good advice. Well, Rachel, we're just about out of time, believe it or not. You and I could carry on for another hour, I think.
We could.
And that might be scary to the listeners.
They go, all right, already.
The paths we could go down. Again, Rachel, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Blind Spot this week. I'd like to end our time together with a song that I found to be very personally beautiful and meaningful. The song is called You Shine. Having once been a caregiver for a friend who lived and died in my husband's and my home, this song really touched my heart. I wonder if you could kind of wrap things up by telling us a little bit about the song and what it means to you.
My whole lifelong best friend was diagnosed with cancer when she was 38 years old, and she called me and told me about it, and we tried to figure out how we could see each other and couldn't, and it was going pretty fast, and they put her in a facility, and we're going to give her some experimental treatment, and she called me the day she went in and said, I want you to write me a song, and if this doesn't work, I want you to come and sing it for my family and my friends. And I said, that's really hard for me to do, Pam. And she said, yeah, I know it is, but you're the only one who can do it, so you have to. And call me tomorrow and tell me what you wrote. So I sat down and I said to God, basically, you know, here I am and I'm at the piano, and if you want this song, here I am, let it happen. And it was done in like 15 minutes. And promised that at some point I would share it with other people who need to have the song too.
And that's exactly what we'll do now. Rachel, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's so easy to take for granted someone you always know, when the seeds of love were planted so many years. when I miss you like I do today, I find that in every memory of you, you shine. Please forgive the foolish sentiment. I know it's not your style. You always seem to be more content with the things that make you smile. And I know you know I love you, 'cause we've said it all before. There's just one thing I realize I never thanked you for. You have shined so bright through the years. Shine through all. Like I do today, I find that in every memory of you, you shine. Oh, and it's not just for me. You shine for your friends and your family, and you always believed that to laugh was enough.
And that wraps up Blind Spot for yet another week. Rachel's website address again is www.teleport.com/tildatwinsmom/rachel.html. Until next week, be smart. Be safe, and wherever you are on this great planet Earth, have a great week. From Marlena and little guide dog Madeline. See you next week for Blind Spot. You've been listening to Blind Spot on ACB Radio. Thanks to our technical people, Chris Bell, for making the music happen, and Jonathan Mosen for making the program possible. If you have any ideas for something you might like to hear on Blind Spot, drop me an email. It's Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, @acbradio.org.